During the week, Jacksonville mom Toni Richardson drives her daughter Taylor across town to a school far from home. She's averaging nearly 50 miles a day for the trip, and Richardson works downtown, so sometimes the drive is even longer.
From Chet Street to the house, that way is 46. But if you count Chet from home to Chet Street to work, from work to Chet Street, from Chet Street back to home, you're talking about 70-something miles a day. If Chet Creek had a sixth grade, I would gladly do it for another year.
Richardson's daughter Taylor has attended Jacksonville's Chet's Creek Elementary School since kindergarten. She's in the fifth grade now. But 2 years ago, Richardson lost her job and had to move across town. She chose to commute to the school because she didn't like the new school zone, nor the public and charter schools in the area. But getting the waiver to keep her daughter at a different school was a challenge.
Go back and forth between the various floors of the Duval County Public School System building. And then you had to go back to the school that you were trying to get the child in, and kind of like making sure the right hand knew what the left hand was doing, and then making sure everybody was on the same page.
Now Taylor will be moving on to middle school, and Richardson is already at work trying to keep her daughter in a strong program. She's eyeing two Jacksonville middle schools, which have specialized magnet programs.
However, it is a lottery, and if she does not get into one of those schools, then my option would be, again, special assignment.
And if that doesn't work?
You know, trying to move into a district that provides that education that I feel that she needs and deserves.
We're going to go to two neighborhoods in this area. One is called Camelot Park, which is right behind us here. I love this neighborhood. It's very similar.
Tallahassee realtor Christy Oros knows the city, and during a recent ride-along, she points out two houses. The first is located next to the city's main park. It's across the street from a relatively decent high school, and it's about 10 minutes from the center of state government. The yards are large and immaculate. It even backs up to a lake. Oros sold this house in December.
It was built by Turner Heritage Homes, and it was a particular type of floor plan. It sold for $283.5 after being on the market for a month and a half.
Now, after a 40-minute drive, we're across town near the Georgia-Florida line. It's a bit of a trek. This is Oxbottom, an affluent neighborhood growing in popularity where homes range from $300,000 to above $1 million. We drive up to the exact same house with a very tiny backyard. It's also priced at $360,000. The difference? School zone.
Why is this one not 4 months later $70,000 more than the same floor plan with a clearly superior yard and location in terms of park vicinity?
School is one of the first thing people ask, I think, when they're talking to the realtor when they move to town, is maybe they've done their research. Mm-hmm. These are the different schools we have chosen. It's where we would like our kids to go to school. And so then they ask their agents when they're looking at homes, hey, what are the school zones for this neighborhood?
Tallahassee property appraiser Greg Lane says people in his industry are closely watching a bill pushed by Republican Representative Chris Sprouls. His proposal would open all the state's public schools to any student, not just those living within a district. The only caveat is that the policy would apply as long as the school isn't full. Defining capacity is something that concerns districts, which have to abide by class size limits. The bill would also let students cross county lines, an issue that worries other lawmakers because it could hurt small rural districts. There's also questions about how the money part of it would work. And Republican Representative Marlene O'Toole issued this warning.
So there's a lot of work to be done to move this forward, but I think I had your commitment that you're going to work with me on that before the next stop.
Yes, ma'am.
Or it will stop.
I like that.
Thank you.
Despite the blowback, the proposal continues moving forward in the House, and the Senate version of the bill is set for a second hearing later this week. Lane sees big opportunities for parents, schools, cities, and counties.
It could change how people look at some of the homes, because some homes might be off of their short list, if you will, because it doesn't have the maybe one or two of the schools they want. But maybe you have a situation where this neighborhood has two of the schools that we're hoping our kids can go to, but not the third.
Because if a student can move anywhere, as long as there's room, does it still matter where a family lives? For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.